Before we get started, a quick reminder that this podcast is for educational purposes only and is not personalized investment advice. I'm not your financial advisor, and you should always consult with qualified professionals before making any investment decisions. Past performance doesn't guarantee future results, and all investments carry risk of loss. For our full disclaimer, please check the show notes or visit lumitrade.ai. This is LumiTrade, where investing meets clarity. Welcome to our education series, created to help you understand your portfolio and your power. LumiTrade, illuminating financial empowerment. Today, let's talk about something traders often get wrong: where to place your stop loss. You already know what a stop loss is, your automatic exit if the trade moves against you. But where you place it, that's where the magic, or the pain, happens. Here's the best way to think about it. Imagine your trade is a puppy on a leash. If the leash is too short, the puppy can't move, it trips, it yelps, it never gets a chance to explore. That's what happens when your stop is too tight. The trade barely breathes before you're kicked out. But if the leash is too long, the puppy runs wild into the street. And now it's dangerous. That's a stop that's too wide. You're risking way too much if things go wrong. A good stop loss? It's like the perfect leash. Room to explore, but limits to protect. So how do professional traders find that perfect length? They use structure, they use math, they use logic, not fear. Here are five ways pros set their stops. 1. Support or resistance. If you're buying, place the stop just below support. If selling, just above resistance. If those levels break, the setup no longer makes sense. 2. Average movement-based stops. This means using the market's own volatility, how much it swings up and down, not a fixed number. A calm market gets a tight stop. A wild one needs more space. A golden retriever might need a little more room than a bulldog. 3. Swing highs or lows. You anchor your stop just beyond the most recent pivot point. If that level breaks, the trend is likely reversing. 4. Moving averages. Some use the 20-day or 50-day line. When price closes below it, they exit. This lets you stay in the trend without getting shaken out too early. $5 or percent risk. Some traders start with, "I'll only risk 1% of my portfolio." Then they size the trade so the stop fits within that budget. At LumiTrade, we blend several of these techniques: structure, volatility, and position size. So every setup has a smart, disciplined stop. No guesswork, no emotion, no oops. Remember, the goal of a stop loss isn't perfection. It's protection. Give your trade some breathing room, but keep the leash short enough to keep you safe. LumiTrade. Trade with protection. Trade with structure. Keep the leash and your losses under control. Smart investing isn't about doing it all. It's about understanding what matters. Wherever you are in your journey, LumiTrade is here to help. LumiTrade, illuminating financial empowerment.